Paul, your thoughts on 3-on-3?
Well, I mean, I guess it's exciting as heck. I mean, it'll be interesting to watch it develop over the course of the year when more strategy comes into play and teams start running more defined routes and you get groups of your three guys that you put together that you'll keep together. It's going to be exciting.
How would you describe your philosophy, obviously, early on in it, but with how you're going to approach three?
Oh, I wouldn't even a bit. I think everybody's coming up with their own deal, and nobody's going to tip their hat of what they think's important. Most of what we've looked at, the offense in these games are generated in two or three situations that kind of just repeat themselves, and I think you saw some of those tonight. It's you take your chance, they get their chance. Line changes are a key piece to it, and face-offs are a huge part of it. So those are the elements that are going to – and where you think you can generate your offense from in terms of zones and attacks, that'll be – all this stuff will get watched and charted now, and because it's so unusual. We've got a generation of hockey players that haven't played it, right? So it's a completely different completely different game out there.
Paul, what was your biggest takeaway from the game itself?
We got good goaltenders. I think we got some good goaltending here. You wanted more. Let's just save it for the regular season, all right? I'll give you a more in-depth analysis of the game. I did. I saw a couple things that I liked, and I don't know that I necessarily have formed an opinion on anybody or what they're capable of doing. But, I mean, as always, I kind of, after a game, I'll write a lineup down that if we had to start the regular season tomorrow, what would it look like based on what you know now today? And then after every game, you see who can change that mindset. So there were some good things. We were handling the puck a little more than maybe we needed to at times, but I like the confidence.
Maybe a wasted question after that, but Armia.
Sorry, did I just crush your hopes and dreams? You guys are the whole summer off, and you got your questions. Go ahead. I'll try to do my best.
Weeks for this one. Armia, Kopp, and Lemieux. Just what did you think about them tonight?
I think it's a big enough sample size. Other than this, yeah, they were fine in parts. The parts of their game was good. I think that Lemieux is true to form. That's his game. I think that. I'm still probably Armia is the player that I'm trying to learn the most about, even though we've seen some video on him. Copper's a first-year center in so many ways, so I thought his pickups down low were pretty darn good, so that was a positive.
And Nick Petan with the line he was with, it's not traditionally the kind of player you'd think he'd be to play right with those guys. What's the thought process putting him with them, and how did you think he did there?
Process today was to play at center ice. And, it was on you. But Chris Thorburn played a really strong game, some size down the wings for him.
What did you see from Thomas Raffel tonight, and what could he bring to this lineup?
Well, he got in physically a couple of times. We've seen it more in probably practice. He's got a real hard and heavy release. He gets it off pretty quick. He can make some plays. You know, first North American game and a lot of for him, you know, first game for Burmy back 2 years. So just be patient with all of them. I'm talking to myself now.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I want to try Sean's a different way, just to give you the opportunity. Is there anyone that played for you tonight that advanced, the guys who are not on the team, that advanced their case significantly in your mind?
I don't know that I would use significantly, but yes. Don't want a chance. It's not, because then it becomes the Blake Wheeler watch, right? I thought Blake, you know, gave himself a far better chance to play on our team this year, and I'm going to have to answer questions about Blake for the next 2 weeks and how did he play, how was he today. But yeah, I did. Well, you weren't expecting anything different, were you? Really? No, and there's a reason for it, because this is going to get tougher and tougher as they go, and the lineups are going to change. I may have a young player I liked an awful lot in 2 weeks' time that may not be right there, and we're talking about the failure or what he's done wrong or how he's fallen off when he's been good, when he's been fine. So just let this play out and see where we are. I'll see you all tomorrow.